This week, the podcast is doing something different. Think of it as an audiobook, but of short stories that are really articles, so that you can sit back and listen in the car, listen while you're out for a walk. This week on the podcast, we're reading The Paw Print. Our first story, Java's Journey, Brewing the Perfect Companion by Joel Boyce. Bringing home a puppy is like adding a new chapter to your life, one filled with wiggly greetings, endless belly rubs, and a little mischief along the way. With every wag of her tail, Java brought a little more energy into her humans' lives, like the perfect espresso shot to start the day. But as any puppy parent knows, there's a blend of challenges too, like those sleepless nights or those early morning refills of patience. When Josephine de Liebeck and her partner Jan began their search for a dog, they weren't in any rush. They took their time researching different breeds, considering their lifestyle, and dreaming up what life with a puppy could be. It slowly started moving from a fantasy to a reality, Josephine recalled. Their patience paid off in early 2024 when they met Java at the Nova Scotia SPCA. Among a litter of adorable Siberian Husky Mastiff mixed puppies, one stood out, the calmest of the bunch, and with strikingly different colored eyes, one blue and one brown. Jan felt an instant connection. They spent 45 minutes with the puppies, taking their time, and in the end, the choice was clear. Java was the one, the perfect blend of sweetness and adventure. Now, a year later, Java is a confident, adventurous member of their family, keeping life exciting. She's not afraid to ask for what she wants, Josephine said, laughing. Java loves walks, sniffing every new scent, and is completely obsessed with water. Whenever we are near a lake or a creek, she beelines it for the water, she says. She loves playing in the water. But Java's journey started long before she found her loving home. She was part of the Prevent Unwanted Pregnancies program at the Nova Scotia SPCA. The program is designed to prevent accidental litters by offering free space surgeries for mother dogs and cats, while also ensuring their puppies and kittens receive veterinary care and new loving homes. National Prevent a Litter Month serves as an important reminder of why programs like PUP matter. Every year, shelters across the country see an influx of unplanned litters, puppies and kittens who need homes, medical care, and a second chance. Spaying and neutering pets not only reduces overpopulation, but also provides health benefits and prevents behavioral issues. For Josephine and Jan, adopting Java marked the beginning of a rewarding, though challenging, journey. Training from a puppy has its challenges, she admitted. I knew raising puppies was a lot of work, but she was very easy to train, thankfully. She was eager to please. Still, there were sleepless nights, constant supervision, and moments of doubt. You develop an instinct over time, she said, and eventually you trust you're doing it right and she'll turn out to be a good dog. But it takes time. Bringing home a puppy is exciting, but it also comes with responsibility. Puppies need time, patience, and consistent training to grow into well-mannered adult dogs. It's a long-term commitment, one that requires effort, unconditional love, and a bit of humor to get through the tough moments. But the reward? It's worth every challenge. For Josephine, it was worth it. You get to watch your pup grow from that wild stage to an amazing companion. She said, her biggest advice for puppy parents, be patient. It's harder than you think, she said. The first few months, they aren't really yours. You're just taking care of this little furry friend, and you'll question yourself, am I doing this right? But you develop that instinct, and eventually, you trust yourself. Java's story reminds us that every puppy deserves a loving home, and every pet parent deserves the resources to help them succeed. Thanks to the Nova Scotia SPCA, shelters, Tartan Tails Veterinary Hospital, and many initiatives like the PUP program, more animals like Java are finding their perfect match. I love coming home to someone who's so excited to see me, Josephine said. You can get bogged down with life, but their only thought is fun and being with the people they love. I love that. And that was our first story about Java and the PUP program, and you can find out more information about the PUP program on our website. It's time for another story. Napping for a Better Life, Operation Hit Snooze by Paula Nalbaru. We had a New Year's resolution here at the Nova Scotia SPCA to start napping more. After all, napping does have some positive qualities, such as boosting your mood, decreasing stress levels, and improving your memory and reaction time. And what a coincidence, nap time for pets has similar benefits, especially for dogs. Now, if you have ever visited an animal shelter, the environment is a little different than that in a home. The lights are on for longer periods of time, people are in and out of the rooms, cleaning, feeding, giving medication, playtime, and possible adopters coming in to meet them. That means dogs can be up and alert for 12 to 16 hours a day. Not the most favorable place to take a nap. So when we looked at our enrichment toolbox for our doggos, we realized we could be adding something very important. The idea started when Nova Scotia SPCA's Sandra Fleming, Chief of Capital Planning and Shelter Operations Advisor, attended an animal welfare conference. Other shelters were implementing nap time, and their biggest takeaway from it? Nap time improves a dog's well-being, reduces stress, and even shortens the length of stay in a shelter. Research has shown that shelter dogs who get rest during the day become better suited to their environment. The day rest, nap time, helps the dogs display signs of calmer behavior, making meeting potential adopters a more positive experience for all, says Sandra. So we huddled down at work, started brainstorming, and finally landed on Operation Hit Snooze. It started as a pilot project at our Dartmouth shelter. In the rooms, every single day of the week from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., the lights are dimmed, human interaction is limited, and special curated music plays. Spoiler alert, dogs love reggae and classical tunes. During their nap time, pups settle into their kennels with a cozy blanket and calming enrichment toys like Calms. With the soft, long beats of music in the background, the dogs get the uninterrupted rest they need. So far, staff had monitored the dogs to see if nap time does make a difference. And guess what? The research was quite right. Staff and volunteers noticed that within minutes, the shelter is a lot quieter as the dogs settle down, that they wake up happier and calmer, which leads to better first impressions since they get to show off more of their true personality. After all, even in a loving home, dogs should sleep an average 12 to 14 hours a day, give or take depending on factors such as age, breed, and overall health. Sleep benefits dogs in many ways, including physical health, by allowing muscles time to recover from activity, mental rest, helping to consolidate memories, and refresh cognitive functions, says Dr. Mike Akerley, DVM at Tartan Tails Veterinary Hospital. Well-rested dogs are more alert and responsive. Their immune system gets a boost and, like humans, helps their mood regulation. Now that some time has passed since Operation Hit Snooze started at the Dartmouth shelter, we're looking at the benefits the pilot project had so far and seeing if we need to make changes to it before rolling it out province-wide to all of the Nova Scotia SPCA shelters. We're looking at things such as which music genre the dogs respond to better. Is an hour enough for nap time or do we need to extend it? How do we get cats, rabbits, and other companion animals in the shelters down for a nap? Stay tuned for that. So the conclusion seems pretty straightforward. Napping is in for this year, for pets, and we think for humans too. If you wish to be a part of this project, there are a couple of ways to help. Donate to Operation Hit Snooze to help us fund the program and be able to roll it out to all shelters. Donations can be made at www.novascotiaspca.ca/hitsnooze. You can suggest a song when you make a donation. And you will receive a playlist too, so you can nap to the same music our dogs are napping to. And of course, adopt one of the sleepy furry friends. You can check out the adoption webpage and visit the nearest shelter. P.S. We chatted even more about Operation Hit Snooze in a Nova Scotia SPCA podcast episode. I think also the research showed that dogs would like to listen to audiobooks. And so for our shelter friends, maybe this podcast can be a trial that you use, because I think my voice is quite melodic. Our next story, Reggie's Heart is Finally Home by Judy Lane. Home. It's so much more than a place. It's a feeling. A feeling of being safe, warm, and special. Of being loved and happy. Of belonging. Home is everything. And it's exactly what Reggie wished for. In August 2023, 5-year-old Reggie was found stray and brought to the safety at the SPCA King shelter by a Good Samaritan. It was obvious that life on the streets had not been easy for Reggie. When he arrived, he had open wounds at the base of his tail that needed immediate medical attention. His fur was patchy, dry, and brittle upon examination. Staff discovered many small scabs on his skin. Reggie was very itchy and needed treatment so his fur could grow back in patchy areas. Showered with care and attention, Reggie healed and was put up for adoption in October. And that's when his wish came true. Heidi, her husband Alan, and their daughter Peyton had lost their beloved cat Whiskey in 2022. Peyton had been asking for another kitty for some time, so they went to the King's SPCA one Saturday just to look. Famous last words. Heidi recalled, "Reggie was the last cat we took out of their kennel to play with, and he checked all the right boxes. First, we met our family needs, including getting along with children and dogs. Second, he was a ginger kitty that Peyton had hoped for. Third, Peyton instantly fell in love with him and said he was the one. So Reggie came home with us that same day." Peyton had originally planned to name their new family member Peaches, but they all loved Reggie's name so much that they knew they had to keep it. Reggie adapted to his new home immediately. "We were amazed when he walked out of his crate and into our home like he had lived with us his entire life," said Heidi. "From the get-go, he was never nervous. He'd actually remain sleeping contently, even if one of us petted him or if Peyton jumped on the bed or couch next to him. His comfort level was so surprising, given that he was found stray. We will never know, but perhaps Reggie had a family at some point." "Incredibly, the first night Reggie spent with us, he slept with us in our bed under the blankets," exclaimed Alan. "Since then, he either sleeps in Peyton's bed or with us. He will often nap in Peyton's bed, even when she is not there. We tell Peyton that Reggie knows she is the one who chose him and granted his wish for a forever home." The family respected the fact that initially, Reggie didn't want to be picked up and held. Now he's a champion cuddler. It took a few days for their 12-year-old dog, Shuby, and Reggie to become familiar with one another, but they soon became the best of friends. Reggie loves to show off his ultimate hunting skills and protect his surroundings and family from unexpected and somewhat uninvited tiny visitors. But his favorite thing to do, aside from spending time with his people, is eating. Reggie loves food and treats. "Nothing is safe left on the counter or on a plate in our home," chuckled Heidi. The couple summed up, "Reggie has been a wonderful addition to our family. He constantly makes us smile and laugh. When he doesn't get his way, he is quick to find cardboard or paper to rip to shreds and protest. And he has such a special bond with Peyton. Seeing Reggie so peaceful and content with her at night is one of our favorite things." And as for Peyton, she said, "He's soft, so cute, and I love him so much." Despite being a social butterfly and spending some afternoon TV time with neighbors, Reggie's home is never far away because his home is more than a place. He knows that he is loved, that he belongs, that he is special, that he is home. And that article was written by Judy Lane, who is a volunteer with the Nova Scotia SPCA. We have a few volunteer writers for our paw print, and if that's something that you're interested in, you should head over to our website and fill out an application to volunteer, letting us know. I think it's time for our last story. And we have another one from Joel. Building Bonds, How 20 Minutes Changed Two Lives by Joel Boyce. When Evie, a shy 5-year-old boxer mix, arrived at the Nova Scotia SPCA in Yarmouth in early 2024, the lively energy around her felt overwhelming. The sounds of excited barks and playfulness seemed like a distant world she wasn't quite sure how to enter. Her muscular frame and gold-dusted fur hinted at a life of energy, but her nervous demeanor told another story. Evie had a heart of gold, but it would take someone special to help her shine, and that's where volunteers and the Pedigree Foundation's Got 20 Minutes program stepped in. This innovative program is built on a simple yet transformative idea. Dedicating 20 minutes of enrichment time a day can change the lives of shelter animals. Dogs like Evie, who struggle with stress or shyness, are paired with volunteers who provide socialization, mental stimulation, and love. The program's kennel tags make it easy. Volunteers see which dogs need attention, and after spending time with them, flip the tags to display a heartfelt thank you message. Josh Gogan, who began volunteering at the Nova Scotia SPCA in December 2023, was one of the people who answered the call. Mourning the loss of his 17-year-old dog just weeks earlier, Josh found solace in helping shelter animals. When he first met Evie, she was timid and unsure, but there was a spark of trust between them. "She was a little bit of a special case," Josh said, "but she liked me, and I liked her." Josh began spending extra time with Evie, whether taking her on long walks, playing fetch, her favorite game, or sitting quietly to build trust, their bond grew stronger with every visit. Slowly, Evie's confidence blossomed. Her playful, affectionate personality began to shine. It wasn't long before Josh realized their connection was more than special. It was life-changing. For Evie, the companionship eased her fears and brought out her joy. For Josh, spending time with her helped heal the void left by his beloved dog. The perfect match was clear. Josh decided to adopt Evie. "She's the best," he said. "I wouldn't trade her for the world." Now thriving in her new home, Evie spends her day adventuring with Josh, chasing balls, and curling up beside him at night. Their story is a testament to the transformative power of connection and the difference 20 minutes can make. The Pedigree Foundation's program has benefits far beyond individual stories. Enrichment and socialization help reduce stress and unwanted behaviors in dogs, giving them the best chance to make positive first impressions with potential adopters. It also encourages volunteers to become advocates or adopters for the animals they spend time with. After adopting Evie, Josh's connection to the Nova Scotia SPCA only deepened. In March 2024, he became a permanent employee at the Yarmouth Shelter, where he continues making a difference for animals like Evie every day. For the fun-loving boxer, her journey began with uncertainty, but ended with a happy home and a lifelong bond with Josh. And thank you to all of our volunteers and our staff who really do work hard for the enrichment and love and care and medical that all of our animals need. That concludes our podcast for today of the reading of the February paw print. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed the stories. Don't forget to subscribe, give us 5 stars, and share so that other animal lovers find us.